What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. If it's your first time joining us, like I always say, please subscribe. Please hit that notification bell so you know when we post, and we post every single Friday. We got a good one for you today. Chrissy D, Chris DeStefano is in the house from New York. This is my New York. I'm happy he's here, man. I love this dude so much. He's going to be doing like a mini residency in LA shooting a show. So I think we're going to have him on this show doing a little baby residency, jumping around on the pod a whole bunch. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a whole month of me and Chrissy D. Who knows? Hey, I'm on the road trying to get some tickets out right now. Salt Lake City is almost totally sold out. I'm going to be there at the beginning of April. At the end of April, I'm going to be in Addison, right outside of Dallas. Get them tickets now at andrewsantino.com. I think it's probably right there. Andrewsantino.com. Go get them tickets to come see me. And on the website, andrewsantino.com is where you can also see the link to the merch. And if you're on YouTube, the merch bar is right down below. You can see all the shirts and the hats. And that's right there. That's andrewsantinostore.com. And also for the Patreon, patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. You can see the one-on-one content that we do on there. I do Zooms with the top tier every single month, which I love. We're going to be doing YouTube live stuff. It's going to be so much fun. But again, come see me. We're starting to get back on the road. AndrewSantino.com for tickets. We're going to be posting more dates. Big surprises to come. I can't wait to tell you about the cities that we got planned. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Do I look cute?
You always look good. You always look good because you always got...
Well, you know what it is? I came from set, so they made me look like... I look fat, though. I look fat in this.
What are you talking about? You look fat.
Well, my legs look fat in this because I'm in sweats.
No, you don't look fat, buddy. You look like a doctor who just lost a patient. Look at you got chancletas on. Do I look skinny, mini, and tight?
You look so tight and
tiny. I look a little tighter than I did last time,
You look a lot
right?
tighter than you did last
time. Yeah, because I've been using my fitness pal app.
I unzip this, maybe that'll help me look a little bit thinner. Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, did that get you hot?
Look at your cock and balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Chris DeStefano. Cheers, me, baby.
Cheers, baby. How you guys doing? I'm back, baby.
He's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Fucking Democrats. I want to say... everybody watching out there.
Yep.
You know, I appreciate all the support, and we will be back in 2024.
2024 is our year, baby.
Baby, how you doing?
Did you get vaxxed?
No, I didn't get vaxxed, but listen, cuz
I've been throwing them away.
Yeah.
I've been going to the site and cracking them, throwing them right in the trash.
Absolutely, dude.
I said, don't do it. It's a fake narrative. It's false. So I cracked the vax, throw it away.
Yep, dude.
Crackthevax.com.
Yep,
check out
crackthevax.com. I am going to get it, though. I want to do the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, the one shot.
I want to do the one shot. Just get it all over. Bang. Hit me with the chip.
Bang.
And then we keep going. Chip.
Bang. Me. Chip me.
Bang. All these fucking illegals coming and taking my vax.
It's so funny to think the Johnson & Johnson one is the one where everyone goes, I want that one anyway.
Yeah, just want.
You trust the name you know.
Yeah, because then it's also like my daughter uses Johnson & Johnson shampoo. Like, I just
one
feel
the
like.
Same.
Here's the thing. You know, my boy who's a doctor was saying the Johnson & Johnson one, there's a lot of like misconceptions out there. Like, yeah, it's not as like potent or whatever. Like, you
is that true?
Well, no, he said Johnson & Johnson was saying like you might have a higher chance of getting COVID if you get the Johnson & Johnson one. But the preventing death and preventing severe illness is the same. It blocks Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson all blocked at the same. So he's like, all it's going to do is maybe you'll get a little bit of a cold with COVID. Moderna and Pfizer, you may not. You're probably never going to get COVID ever. It'll just bounce off your body. Johnson & Johnson's like, okay, you get one shot. If you do get COVID, which you still probably won't, maybe get a little sniffles, but that's it, guys.
That's it.
So I'm like, just give me the Johnson & Johnson. I got to get out there and start eating pussy. Imagine I just did full Dice Clay.
Oh!
Fucking goo.
I just got the vaccine so I can eat your ass now. Oh, the dice guy cometh.
Hide
this a little bit. Look at it. It's down. Push it down. It's in your face. And I want to see how beautiful your face is.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah,
fucking
you sex pot. Yeah.
Black cock, dude. I did on my podcast, Chrissy Chaos. We last week we interviewed my girlfriend's transgender uncle who just
I watched it, man, did I love it.
T.T. Jerry, literally, dude, he this mic by his mouth, he just, because at first I thought he was joking. I'm like, oh, he just wants to suck it. I was like, oh, this guy's good for the camera. But then he told us, he texted Jasmine and was like, he had to call his like old lover because he just was in the mood for black cock.
Because of these.
Because of these. He craves cock more than anyone I've ever met. So shout out TT.
TT, shout out. I loved you. I loved the interview. The story I loved the most was that he couldn't catch the D in the showers because he was dropping the soap and people were annoyed he kept dropping the soap.
They were annoyed, yeah, but then if you got too close to him because there was a guy who just used to put his penis in the cell and be like, suck this. And he said he was just starting to piss him off. He said he started to get offended by it. And he said the guy just would leave his dick limp over the prison thing. So he said one day he folded up a can of tuna fish. He took the little can of tuna fish and he sliced his dick off. Yeah.
Shut up.
I swear to God, dude. And he told us crazy stories. He came into my apartment because we do the show from my apartment. He came into my apartment wearing one of my sweatshirts from the Denver Comedy Works because I just will give bag. Like, you know, a lot of people drop bags off to the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I drop them off to my girlfriend's Puerto Rican family. That's like, I just give them my clothes. And every time at an event, they're wearing something of mine. So he literally came into my house with the Denver Comedy Works sweatshirt and left with one of Jasmine's jackets. So he walked in with my clothes and left with hers because he's fucking crazy.
What does he do for money? What's his job?
So he gets $85 a month.
Government.
They give him $85 a month.
What do you do with $85 a month?
No, well, they pay for his housing, but it's actually sad because he was getting estrogen therapy because he wants titties. He said he doesn't necessarily want a pussy, but he wants tits.
But will the government fund that?
No, but in prison, they were giving him his tits. But now he's out, so I'm trying to
get him locked up again.
Well, that's what I said. I said either we can get locked up again, or I made a T-shirt called with TT's face on. You can get it at ChristyComedy.com, and that money's going to go to getting him his estrogen.
Go to ChristyComedy.com and go please get that shirt so we can get Uncle TT.
You want one? I'll get you one.
TT. I'll donate. I'll donate.
No,
let me donate.
Okay,
let me do it. Okay, let me have my day.
Here's the problem though, because TT got him on the show and a lot of people are messaging him. Now he wants to do comedy and start a podcast. So that's the issue.
Dude, I hope it buries ours.
Dude, could you imagine?
Yeah,
I would listen.
Shower time with TT.
TT, do you love me?
He'll get sponsored by soap. Soap will sponsor him.
Because this is good. And I got the calories today because I got 300 calories left on my FitnessPal app.
Are you really doing that heavy?
Dude, that's the only way, man, is because... And I've been cooking. Today I made a salmon stir fry.
I don't like salmon cooked. Am I weird? I like raw salmon. I give it to me raw. Oh, baby,
yeah,
I like it raw.
I wanted a raw salmon with a chopstick.
I don't like it cooked.
Japan again. Imagine we say, coming back for round two, baby.
What if we flew one over and just said, just kidding?
Just kidding, yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. This one exploded into just, yeah, like fucking rainbow, you know, like smoke. It was like, woo.
Psych!
It bubbles. It's bubbles. Imagine bubbles. We dropped a nuke of bubbles.
So crazy.
That's the type of shit Biden needs to do if he wants to get my vote.
Hey, man, he's bombing Syria. You're bombing Syria, Biden? Why don't you do me a favor and bomb everybody else, okay?
How about this?
You see they're keeping kids in cages. They're just doing it luxury style. They're at Four Seasons cages now.
That's what it is, baby.
It's hot.
How about this? Because, you know, we had the mail-in voting, you know, like in New York, as I'm sure you guys did here. And then
white mail-in voting, white mail-in voting.
So Jasmine, my Puerto Rican baby mama girlfriend, esposa, she asked me to drop her vote off in the, you know, in the ballot box.
Right.
And I was waiting on a long line, and I noticed she didn't seal it. So I took a peek, and I saw it was for Joey B. Tore it up, threw it in the
trash.
Tear it up.
TrashTheVax.com. Go check it out.
She was like, that's a felony. I said, I'll call ICE right now and fucking T-O-T-T
and
Abuelita.
We'll get your free flight back to the island, kid.
Yeah, I'm kidding. This is just a character.
We're having fun.
I came out ultra political. You know who I voted for.
You know exactly how Chrissy D votes, and he votes independent. You voted Indy. He's an
voted
Indy boy.
But dude, I haven't seen you in 3 months, 4 months, and I miss you, baby.
I miss you so much.
Can I come over to your house with my family?
Yes, please.
Seriously.
Honestly.
We're going to do the wife swap.
I know, we are doing.
And mine's 6 months pregnant. My wife's 6 months pregnant.
What did your wife say about the wife swap thing?
She said totally cool. She said that she, because you have red hair, she said she wants to go clear it with her doctor first.
Yeah, you have to.
Because we're not sure with redheads with pregnancy. And
I understand.
You know, she said with everything that's been going on, and you know, she doesn't, in her culture, that Satan and Diablo, and she doesn't want to go near it. So, but her doctor cleared and said that you're fully
I'm good to go?
You're fine in the ass. You can't go in her puss.
Clearly. Yeah.
That's it, dude.
What if I get her pregnant through the ass anyway? Just because they're so fertile. Fertile myrtle, those...
Fertile myrtle.
Those island chicks.
Listen, dude, you can...
I'll be daddy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be daddy, too. It doesn't matter. She can't have enough baby daddies. It's great.
That's like a new... That's like one of these new Disney movies.
Yeah.
Two fathers, one wife. Right? It's like a new poly. Yeah, A new poly family. Dude, but then we would have to, you know...
Dude, my girlfriend's ex-husband... Him and I are like legit best friends, and it pisses her off.
How long were they married?
Like 2-3 years, and then they have, you know, their child, my stepson, who's with us out in Cali.
He's blind, right? Your stepson?
He's not blind. He's not blind. He does. He's into like figure skating though.
So he's blind.
Yes.
That's what we say. He's blind.
He's blind. Yeah. He's blind. Yeah.
Wait, how old is the kid?
He's 10.
Does he call you Papa? What does he say? What does he call you? Because you and Dad have such a relationship. That's got to be fun for the kid to see his dad and his new dad hanging out.
Well, he was confused because...
You both berate him.
Yeah, because me and my girl, you know, we had broke up for 2 years. We were just co-parenting. And then with the quarantine, I came back. And then all of a sudden, she's pregnant again.
Yeah.
And he didn't know. He asked me. He's like, whose kid is this? He's like, well, you're back. He's like, she's pregnant. But like, what's going on?
It could have been his kid.
Well, he said, he was like, is it my dad's kid? And I was like, no, buddy. She's not going back there, dude. You see your dad? No. Dude, and his name's Tristan. He was great. Shout out Tristan Rego. Great fucking guy. Close friend of mine now. I had him on the podcast, my podcast, a week before. Tristan. I had my girlfriend's ex-husband on the podcast, and I made my ex-girlfriend sit there on her spin bike and listen
to what good friends we were.
She liked it, but she was like, it bothers me how close you are. I'm like, well, deal
with
it.
What was the first thing you guys bonded over?
What
was the first initial thing? Was it her?
I guess like some of the, like, you know, like tip pics she sent.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I think we bonded when, you know, because we had a talk and we were like, hey, like, whatever, like, the differences that we have, like, put those to the side. Like, our kids are siblings.
Yeah.
So like let's kind of channel our energy through our children. And then we did that. And then like as time went on, like we started to realize like, yo, we got a lot in common. Like he loves comedy. We like talking about sports. We're both big into cryptocurrency. I'm Chrissy Crypto. I'm the crypto king right now.
I know you are.
I got one Bitcoin, three Ethereum.
Baby.
You got a bitty?
Bitcoin baby. I'm the Bitcoin baby.
You got one bit.
I got a few. I'm not even gonna tell you about
really?
Where I am. I'm invested. I'm deep. I'm sunk.
How many bitties? When's the first time you bought a Bitcoin?
Got a couple of Bitcoins about a year ago.
Okay, so you got money in there.
Can I tell you something? I have no Bitcoins.
What?
I want it so bad. I don't even know how to do it. I don't know where to go.
Coinbase, baby. You got to download the Coinbase app or Gemini. I went in.
I'm so scared. Who's got the money? Where does it go? Whose is it?
For me, I'm kind of just like, whatever it is. I went in there. I got a Bitcoin. I just bought one. I'm holding on to it. And it's up, dude.
You got one whole coin.
I got one whole coin. And I got three Ethereums. And then
What's an Ethereum? This sounds like witchcraft. This sounds like Dungeons and Dragons.
See, in Ethereum,
I have two Ethereum, so you're one Bitcoin, and yes. I'll see you as Gnodium.
It sounds so dork shit. I don't know what to do.
I know people like, is it an actual coin? And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man.
They should mail you a coin.
Yeah, my dad was like, I don't understand. He's like, do you understand it? I was like, not really. He was like, how much did you invest? I was like, $60K.
It's so much.
I was like, $60K, Dad. Fuck it. I'm Chrissy Bitcoins. Beep, 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 beep. Like Super Mario. Getting the coins. Like, beep, beep, beep. And then I go down the tunnel.
Now, but you know what? What if the bottom all falls out?
Well, then, you know, that's the thing. Is my girl and my kids were like, oh, we're going to have a house. And I was like, no, we're not. We went in crypto. So we're going to stay in the fucking 2-floor walk-up in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Bay Ridge. And now you're out here in the Valley shooting a show. Chrissy D is going to be here for 2 months. Wait, 2 months or 3 months?
2-3 months. And right now the plan is for me to be the fucking resident guesty Westy.
Here on Whiskey Ginger. We're going to have some drinks almost every single week together. We're going to kiss. We're going to touch.
100%
we might take it further.
Yeah.
You're in town. I might as well. I want to see you as much as I can.
Yeah, I need another co-host because I blew up my other podcast. No, I'm kidding.
I heard you guys got sued. History Hyenas got sued by the History Channel.
Want to shout out Giannis Pappas. We had a great run. Love
and
Giannis.
Pop.
Love Yanni Pop. And, you know, anybody, because people always ask, it's like, dude, we just wanted to end the show because we want to go out on top. And, dude, nothing but love for Yanni. Me and Yanni are friends first. We're always friends. So yeah. It's just like, let the people on the internet come up with whatever ideas they have.
To be fair, I'll spread something out there. He says he likes me more than he likes you.
That's what Yanni said.
That's what God intended.
That, yeah.
You know, you can't have too many friends like you around. He does like me very much. Yeah, the Yan Pop is my guy. We love him very much. Now,
yes.
And if he comes into town, he'll be my next resident guest.
That's
but for now,
is,
you're here.
You don't care about me.
You're living in the valley. The family is here.
Yeah.
You're living ice cold up here, man. Mm-hmm. It's just smooth living up here, huh?
Smooth. I came out here. It's 50 degrees. It's 60 back in New York. Yeah. We don't care, dude.
Ridiculous.
We just make it work, dude.
You did.
I went in the fucking pool today at 52 degrees.
You lie. You got a hot tub?
No, I don't have a hot tub. But Tony, because Tony Robbins said, I actually did jump in the pool today because Tony Robbins said he starts his day every day. He's a big Cro-Magnon head. He starts his day every day. I mean, that kid's fucking a Cro-Maggie. He's a Neanderthal.
If you don't think we came from apes, you look at Tony Robbins, you're like, we did.
Yeah, look at that guy's head. So he said he starts.
He's like, do you believe in yourself? If you don't believe in yourself, then you're an idiot.
His hand. Have you seen his hands?
His hands are massive.
They're so big. I'm,
have you ever met him?
No, I'm so scared to meet him.
Me
I
too.
Feel like he'll suck you into his thing, you know?
Yeah.
Suck you right into believing in all that stuff. He look, positive guy. Bless up Tony Robbins. I don't
Whatever.
Know. He's lizard people. He's probably going to kill me. But
yeah, $10,000 to go take one of his seminars.
10 G's?
10 G's. I could get a fucking Bitcoin.
I could get a quarter of a Bitcoin.
No, but he said
he jumps in the pool.
Every morning, 50-degree water, ice cold water. He said that he shocks the body, wakes up. So I tried it today, and I did it.
And did it feel good or no?
You know, it felt...
No.
It didn't feel great.
No, it's crazy. This is the kind of stuff where I'm just like, you know, my grandfather died today, by the way. Rest in peace.
Are you serious?
Dead, 100% serious. My
wow,
grandfather
sorry
died
to hear that.
This morning died. 92 years old.
Really?
Brilliant, beautiful guy. What a right. wonderful man. You want to know something about my grandfather? He never worked out his whole life. He didn't like
right.
eat super healthy foods. 92.
What? How do you think he died? What happened?
He got shot.
He got shot.
92.
So beat he COVID, he got shot.
He was cruising in the wrong neighborhood.
That's
dude.
What
he was
happened.
Throwing up signs. I said, Grandpa, you can't go yeah. to the south side of Chicago and throw up signs.
Yeah, and he did it anyway.
He goes, I live my life, bitch.
That's what
he
it is.
He was throwing them up. He goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
And they clipped him. They clipped
yeah.
my grandpa.
Maybe he was with them, because the last time you spoke to me, mm-hmm. you were in your grandfather, and you were telling me he was like dangerous because you said he was part of Tekashi 6ix9ine's crew.
He was. He was
and then
my
was,
grandfather was Tekashi's one of Tekashi's bodyguards.
Yeah. And
yeah.
now he's dead.
And you know what? When they fronted on him about Tekashi's chain. My grandfather clapped back. And so now I think they caught him in the streets. They caught him without security.
But let's be honest.
No, my grandfather did pass away and rest in peace. He was a wonderful
rest
dude.
Rest in peace, guy.
And the only way you can give any sort of solace to sadness is to have some fun and joke about it.
Absolutely, dude.
I'll tell you something. You know what my old man said? He said,
this is your father's father.
This is my biological father's father.
Got it.
Yes. He said, because his mother died when I was a kid.
Right.
And he said to me, he goes, oh, he had a dream that he was playing. This guy was a lifelong gambler. Probably lost
sure.
everything 10 times over.
Sure.
Like, loved gambling.
Yeah.
And he said he was playing poker in his dreams. Like, wanted poker in heaven or something. I'm like, dude, even in the afterlife, this guy is a degenerate.
Degenerate gambler.
I love it.
It's sad, but the positive thing is at least now we have one less member of the white male patriarchy walking on the streets. That's the only positive that we could take. And
that's
I'm sure
true.
That you
are. That is very true. I'm glad. One more white man gone.
God.
One more white man gone.
Are you going to go back to the funeral in Chicago? Mm. You going to go?
This is the shitty thing. I want to go back really bad.
Uh-huh.
We're still shooting Dave. For like the ninth month. I'm on the people.
Why do you have
I'm
to die during Dave, dude?
Huh? I
Why
know.
Do you have to die?
That's what I texted him. I said, don't die during Dave.
And if he died, what if he died on that? We're supposed to do that arena tour. What if he would have died then? Well, you can't do. You got to go to the arena.
They got to bring the body to the arenas.
Yeah, and we'll fucking do. We'll do bits on. We'll roast the casket.
Roll him out. Yeah, Chrissy's talking about
we
shouldn't tip anything away because we don't know what's going to happen.
We're
supposed to do a little arena tour with some other phenomenal comics.
How crazy is that?
Oh, I want to do it
and
so
just
bad.
Know that the original lineup, we all had one thing in common.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
No, it's honestly, it's going to be, it would be so cool to get back. I'm booking dates right now because
yes.
I'm ready when Dave's over. I'm going to go back out.
Yeah, I saw you're doing Salt Lake City.
SLC, I'm Woo! Doing Addison. Also, all my other stuff for the end of the summer, we're going to start putting up now. Because, dude, they keep saying Fouch, little mini Fouch.
Fouchy.
Little pocket
yeah.
puss Fouch.
Yeah.
He says by the summertime, we're going to be vaxxed up.
Baby,
I've
been
so
doing
excited.
This.
Vax everybody, get them knocked out. Don't crack the vax. That's a fake website. Please go get vax so we can tour again.
How come you're...
Please.
Can you get the vax out here? What are the rules in Cali to get the vax?
65 and over are health immune compromised, can do it right now. And then If you work in any of those industries, you can do it where you're like healthcare or.
But like, what about adjacent? Doing comedy clubs? Like, I feel like comedy clubs are health are like restaurant workers. Yeah, and stuff now.
Yeah. Well, that is the food industry, right? Like, there is to a degree. I think they're working on trying to get it to like. I knew they were working on it for film production and all that stuff to see if they could get that done, and they never got it approved, which I think is crazy because you're like,
this whole town is film production.
That's all
we
are.
To get it done.
That's all we are. You're hundreds of thousands of people employed in the city. If not, close to a million people that work somewhere in production that have to be on set.
There has to be a black market where we can get it. Doesn't Bobby have an African American market. Doesn't Bobby know some Chinese tricks or something where
he does
can get one?
He does, but because he's Korean, we're never going to get away with it, my friend.
He's Korean?
He is.
What's
not.
The difference?
He's from Korean and Chinese?
And Japanese. What's the difference?
Okay, honestly?
Yeah.
Food, culture, clothes.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the same thing to me.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Hey, you got a cool idea for a new website? You're trying to sell something, trying to publish a blog, trying to get your stuff out there to the world. Squarespace is the place, my friend. Squarespace is so incredible. I used it, of course, for my website. You can check it out for yourself. And I'm not a smart man. I've told you that a million times. And if I can do it, you can do it. It's very simple. They have these beautiful templates laid out for you. Simple to use, easy. And if you want to do it all yourself, you can, but if you want help, they will show you. A lot of people are saying, how do I get a website? I don't know design. I don't know any of that stuff. Squarespace takes care of all of that for you. Trust me, you'll love it. They also have award-winning customer support. These people are incredible. They do put out so many different ways to grow your business. If you are trying to make it look beautiful on the internet, no matter what you're selling, you can blog or publish your content, and sell products and, or just promote yourself and sell tickets online like I do. 24/7 award-winning support, like I said. It's free and secure hosting. It's incredible. You got to use this if you're looking to push something on the internet out to people, whether you're selling something or just trying to talk about something. But Squarespace is the place. So go to squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use that offer code whiskey, 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. If you're ready, use that code whiskey, baby. Get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hey guys, I've talked pretty often on the show about mental health and getting mental health help. And I think that BetterHelp is one of the finest solutions out there right now. A lot of people don't know how to cope with the world and the problems that the pandemic presented, and I'm very happy that BetterHelp was there. It's significantly more affordable than traditional offline counseling. I think online counseling is honestly the way to go. This isn't a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional counseling done securely online from the comfort of your own home, which I find huge. You know, they assess your needs. They pair you up with a counselor. You can switch at any time. It doesn't matter where you are. You can log in from anywhere in the world at any time. You'll get thoughtful, timely, meaningful responses. And I do believe that this has been a big proponent in my mental health by using BetterHelp. It's incredible. And nobody wants to go to a weird, uncomfortable, oddly lit doctor's office anymore. This is the way to do it from the comfort of your own home where you're safe and secure and you feel good about letting it all out. You know, this is your confession booth, your room. You must check it out. Over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. You can see online at betterhelp.com/reviews. But do me a favor, go to betterhelp.com/whiskey, BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/whiskey, and check out what's going on over there to get yourself some help. This podcast is, of course, sponsored by BetterHelp, and Whiskey Ginger listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Yeah, no, we got, I want to get us, I've had some friends get the sneak vax. By the way, there's some people out there that are listening. There's some people that you know that probably, you've got the vax and you did it shady style.
You scumbags.
You little scumbags. You got it because, well, oh, my grandmother's sick and I have to see her sometimes and doesn't even have a grandma.
Nah,
liar.
Dude. You lied. Andrew's grandpa died of COVID. He still don't
today,
have the vax.
Today.
He killed his gramps.
And you guys are sneaking it. I've had a few friends of mine, seriously, that snuck it. That got it.
Did
snuck.
They get the Johnny and John? Did they get the John and John?
No, we don't have John and John out here.
Right.
We got Moderna's and
Moderna's.
Got Pfizer.
I'm getting a lot of people getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm getting the Papa John's vaccine. That's what. Could you imagine Papa John came out with a vaccine right now? Would you take it if it was FDA approved?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. 100% from that sweaty freak, but he has to administer it to you?
Yeah. And then he just, every time he just yells the slur, he's just like, shee. I mean, what a sick fuck.
Yeah, crazy nutbag, too. Honestly, yeah.
Good pizza. Great pizza. They would always give you a little garlic sauce, a little bell pepper. I like a little Domino's.
You're a Domino's guy?
I like the. My favorite is Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
If I got to get slimy, disgusting,
if I'm
going to
get disgusting Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut's the king.
But
the king.
Pizza Hut, I feel like, is the you know, they're the fewest and far between. You don't see Pizza Huts too much, right? In LA, do you see them a lot?
I feel that that's true. No, you know what? Out here, there's a lot of Shakey's. Do you know what Shakey's is?
No. What Shakey's?
What?
You want to go to a Shakey's? Shakey's?
Let's go. Let's take the kids to Shakey's.
I'll take them there because they're Puerto Ricans. They can work there.
Trust me, they will. They'll have to. They don't have a choice. They make you wash dishes if you're Puerto Rican.
Amazing, dude. I like
Shakey's
that.
Shakey's is all over. There's Shakey's and there's another one called a Round Table Pizza, which I don't even know is around anymore. But when I first moved here, they had the cheapest pizza you could get. So me and my buddy Colin used to get Round Table Pizza. No shit. And XL was like $5.99.
But that had to feel nasty. The
nasty.
Next day. Got that in the chest. You got the poops.
Cafeteria cheese. Yeah, cafeteria cheese. It gets lodged right here.
Got the poopy whoopies.
You'd poop, but you'd poop like 4 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I've been eating healthy, wealthy, I've been taking my, all my shits are S-shaped. That's the sign of good colon health.
Oh, my God, that's healthy.
S, so I got all S, and they sink to the bottom. A lot of times, when I was eating unhealthy, I would have floaters and just skedaddled.
See, I have rabbits, rabbit poop.
What do they say about that? Because you're a healthy, wealthy guy.
I know, but it says I'm dehydrated because I'm working crazy hours, so I drink a lot of coffee. I'm not drinking a lot of water.
What are the hours for Dickie Show?
Dude, honestly, it's been all over the place, right? So, like, I'm working on Saturday now because we have to catch up because of what the Rona did to us, schedule-wise. So sometimes I'm up for a 7 a.m. call.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not there till 4. But then sometimes you're
4 p.m.?
Yeah, 4
p.m. Then what do you work till 1 o'clock in the morning?
2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Yeah. And then sometimes when you're in the early one, you last all the way till 10 p.m. and you're exhausted. Then the next day, they're like, we got to turn you right around. You got to come back at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m.
When does it end? When is filming wraps?
A couple of weeks.
Okay.
A couple of weeks. So
it's a great show, dude.
Thanks, babe.
I mean, that show, it's like it got renewed. And I mean, did he win an award? Did the kid win an award?
We didn't win any awards. We weren't up for any awards. We were the highest viewed comedy in FX's history.
Lil Dicky, if you're watching this show, know I've never met you before. I know your work. I think you're very funny. If I ever see you in person, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I'm going to fucking bounce your head off a fucking hubcap, and you're not going to know why. And here's the truth. I don't know why. I fucking like you, and I just want to fucking, I want you spitting out your teeth, you fucking little fuck.
Wait, careful. You don't want to get in line. Don't say any anti-Semitic stuff. You'll be in line with that guy from the Miami Heat. You know that
guy? Yeah. How jacked is that guy?
Yelling the K word on Call of Duty. What are you doing, bud?
You can't say the K word. I mean, what? That's the thing.
Here's the biggest twist. Yeah. The guy's wife is Jewish.
Really?
His wife is Jewish. The owner of the team is Jewish. This guy yells the K word on Call of Duty.
People have to stop going away, though. It's like now he's just been silenced. It's like, dude, just come out, say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Or do something funny. Just be like, I didn't know what it meant, and then just tweet a swastika. You know, like,
What if he lifted up his shirt, he had a Hitler tattoo?
Yeah,
right
double down. Like,
double down.
Because here's the thing, though. Because, you know, but I don't know if you saw, too, a Jewish person, Julian Edelman from the New England Patriots, a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
He said, look, dude, you know, I know you're misinformed. You're a younger guy, even though it's probably bullshit. It's like, we all know the K word is like no good. Like, you could say Jew or Jew, but like the K word is like.
Nah, you can't say the K word.
Don't
bud.
Say that word. That's as bad as the N word or like that. You can't say that.
You can't say the K word.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
So, and I think he knew that, and he probably didn't think like, oh, people are not going to hear me on Twitch. But Julian Edelman said, hey, I want to show you like the meaning of that word. Come over to my house. We'll have a Seder dinner. Come over, like hang out. Like, so I think
and
I thought
he tweeted
that,
back. He goes, you think I want to come hang out with a,
he just tweeted back three German flags. He was like, beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
So what did he say? Did he say he's going to go hang out with him?
No, because they silenced the kid's Twitter, Miles Leonard. So
Did?
Well, not like the Heat were like, oh, yeah, he's taking the leave.
Right.
It's got to stop the leave of absence. Like, come right out and say, I'm sorry.
So he wrote an apology. I saw they fined him 50 G's. He wrote an apology. Okay. Suspended for 10 games or something like that.
Fine, that's enough.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, he wrote a nice little apology that was saying it was disgusting and irresponsible and stupid. And by the way,
good.
That should be the action.
Yeah.
We say a lot of dumb shit, like, luckily, we're comedians, and we're fucking around. So
we're
it's
fucking
like,
around. He's not a comedian.
But
though.
He's not a comedian,
and I would never even say that word.
Well,
to be honest, with
and
you.
I don't think he was fucking around.
Yeah, I think he kind of meant it. Yeah.
I think he meant it. Yeah. The difference of when we're joking around and people know when we're joking around is comics, and when they're going for the jugular, you can feel it. But the weirdest part was a friend of mine said. Well, we said this today on set. Dickie said this on set that he was like, it's not even a word that people joke about in conversation anymore, right? And I go, that's right. Like, I'm not saying...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't hear it ever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People say the N-word. They say the N-word, you hear it. It's a thing you've heard.
Yeah, that word is deliberate. And yeah, that there's no way to even make that funny. You know
well,
what I mean?
And he goes, the only way, he goes, I bet you the only way that that's real is if he absolutely actually does hate Jewish people or he has Jewish friends or family members and he jokes around about it with them and that's like a thing. And I go, sure enough. His wife is Jewish. So he must have said it as like a, you know what I mean? You know when you're like, when you say something to Jazz and you're like, going
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you want to put me, I'm put your head through the fridge? You want me to put your head through drywall?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you're just exaggerating and going over the top. Yeah. Maybe he does that with her and they have some sort of joke about it. I don't know.
Yeah, like
and then
sometimes
he just said it in the game.
Like with Jazz, sometimes I'll joke around. If there's company there or whatever, like she'll come in, I'll point at her and I'll go, end span. Okay, she laughs, you know.
It's all love. I mean, it's amazing. You turn a maid into your wife. It's like the coolest thing you've ever
done. I met her. She was my cleaning lady, and then she came over.
You want me to do the bathroom as
she's
well?
She's like, mi nombre Guadalupe. You could pay me in peso. But you know what
How much does she hate it when you joke around like
that? She hates it, dude. Yeah, but you know what? But then she fucking holds a knife to my throat, so it all evens out. And by the way, I want to shout out Lil Dicky. Love Lil Dicky. I was just kidding around. You know what I mean? But if I ever do meet him, he knows I'll jerk that kid off. Jerk that kid off. He knows that I'll jerk him off, right?
You will?
100% dude, in public.
Wrap around?
Yeah. I'll jerk him off.
We were talking about that yesterday on the set.
Can I come on the set or with COVID rules you can't, huh?
COVID rules you can't.
Fucking no fun.
But Benny Blanco was saying that yesterday about like, he's like, would you be afraid to kiss another guy? I said, I'm not afraid. I just don't know if I'd be into it, Benny. And then he said, well, what if it was the hottest guy on earth, like Brad Pitt? And I said, I might give him a smooch just to have a story to tell about smooching Brad Pitt. And then he said, would you tug him? And I said, I don't know, Ben. And he goes, how? I want to know how, though.
Right.
And then we discussed, obviously, you would do behind reach around. You can't do like a side or a front because weird.
I would go right, and I'd lock eyes, dude. I'd go right in front like a guy like Tom Brady.
Right.
And I would just pull him down like a horse and let him shoot it on my knee.
You would?
I would, dude.
You think it's going to go there? Are you kidding me? That guy's a vegan. It's going over your head.
Going over my head.
It's going over your head.
Dude, you know what I think for the NBA, too, for this Myles Leonard thing? That's the name, Myles Leonard, right?
I'm almost positive,
He's got the fucking... He's a hot guy. I mean,
let me tell you something,
arms.
He looks like an Aryan. He looks like a Hitler
Could you imagine World War II, him running at you on the battlefield? Like, I would put my gun down.
I'd be like, no,
this guy's going to kill me.
Yeah.
But I think just the same way when Donald Sterling made those horrible comments about black people and everyone came out wearing the black shirts and the black... I think everybody, all the NBA players, LeBron James, everybody should come out wearing yarmulkes. That's what I think. Have them come out wearing yammies. For the next game in support, and the ones who aren't circumcised get it snipped.
That's exactly
right. If they genuinely want to support and are want to stand against hatred,
anti-Semitism,
they'll come out. Everybody will come out with yarmulkes on
and get
everybody.
Snipped. Halftime show.
Yeah.
Welcome to the halftime show. Adam Abramowitz getting snipped right here at midcourt. Yeah, you get snipped in the middle of the game. Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we go to the games? Are we at 10% in LA? We
Not
can't
in
do
LA.
Anything.
Can't do nothing out here.
Let me tell you something, California. I got to be honest with you.
Say it.
It's a little. I understand COVID's very
Say
real,
it.
And I wear the mask. It's a little bit like hysteria out here. It's a little bit like what I think like the Salem witch trials must have been like in the late 1600s in Salem, Massachusetts. It's a little hysteria. It's like
it's crazy.
It's COVID. I understand that it could kill people. I understand the devastation, but you have a 99.9% chance of surviving this. Like, you have to open up and live life a little bit. I mean,
We got to do a little bit better. Most states are doing way better than we are.
I was jogging today, and two people were walking. There was nobody around them in this park, in the Balboa Park.
Masks.
Both masks on. I'm like, relax, man. Like,
it drives me nuts when I see someone in their
hysteria.
Car. In their car by themselves with a mask on. Who's that from?
Because I worry about the implications in society where it's like, I understand you want to keep yourself safe, and eventually the vaccine, but when does the mental health, when are you okay not wearing a mask, man?
No, I know. Trust me. I talk about that all the time. I think we've done a great job of being safe in California. We're going a little bit. Do we need to go? We need to be a little bit more lenient, right?
I'm not saying open up.
We need to be better. But that being said, it's the stuff that doesn't make sense that makes me the most mad. Where look, I run. You know, I run.
Sure.
And I don't run with a mask because I run in my neighborhood.
Not lately. You got a little pouch.
I know. A little.
No,
pooch.
I'm kidding. No,
look, I got a little pooch magooch.
No, it looks good though.
But it's a little.
What
pooch.
Are you? 190?
Yeah, 197.
I'm 230.
Fatty, but I do have a little baby pooch.
No, you don't. You know,
well, I'm also sitting.
I was just kidding around because you were in. you sue
this
me?
Is what it's like to be your wife.
You sue me for harassment 5 years.
No, but I've been running, and when I run, I run without a mask because I'm running my neighborhood near literally nobody. I'm not within 50 yards, not feet, 50 yards of a human. And sometimes from across the way, someone will kind of give you a look like, can't believe you're not wearing a mask. And you're like, I'm nowhere fucking near you.
Dude, even
this isn't contagion.
Yes.
It doesn't float in the air.
And you had it already. You got the bodies.
You got the bodies. Even let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit.
And you know what? Honestly, I wish there was a way to tell people I got the bodies. I want a shirt that says body guy, body boy, body count, one.
By the way, going back to the Nazis real quick, I want to let everyone know, and I'll say this publicly, on your producer, one of your producers, and I believe the woman who does your art, who does a fantastic Jenna Sunday sent me a message today saying that she, when she was a young girl, Good Charlotte, the lead singer of Good Charlotte, wanted to buy Nazi jewelry off her. So I just want to say that publicly.
She was selling it?
She was selling Nazi jewelry.
My editor?
Yeah.
What's going on behind the camera here?
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. But you know what? Did she make some money?
She made some money, and she might have got a recent sale from Christine. Imagine. No,
I got a spectacular team.
No, Jenna Sunday, by the way, shout out Jenna Sunday. She makes such amazing flyers and so good digital art. I said, I reached out today, and I said, you got to work for me. Now.
No, come on. I can share. It's fine.
I'll say this.
The one thing about what Rona's done more than anything is artists, and I mean this, I'm being genuine, artists that I work with, like her and Joe Faria, these people that are graphic designers and artists, and they do post work and they do After Effects and all that stuff. Like, now that I've seen their abilities, it's crazy what they can do when they're given free rein. Instead of like, they tell us, just like comics, dude.
Yeah.
When they're bridled to a job at a corporate level, you have to stay within the lines.
Yes.
And when they get freedom to like play and have fun, it's brilliant. And you're like, this is exactly what it's like when you do a Tonight Show set and they're like, we think you're funny.
Yeah.
Can you cut out all the shit that you love?
That you love, yeah.
Yeah, and they feel the exact same way.
Yeah, she's amazing. And somebody like a Jenna Sunday and Joe is like, you need them to be like a part of your team. It's like, they're more important than a manager or anything. Like, now it's like, I need
them.
What
does a manager do?
Yeah, no, I need Jenna. You know what I mean?
What is it? Tell me what a manager does.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got you a brand deal with Goop. You know, with Goop.
Yeah, with Goopy.
You have to do a Goop read if you want. That I don't. I don't. The business now has shown itself its true colors. That like,
no, we got an agent. We got our podcast. We got our crew, and that's it.
That's it. What else do you need?
It's like, you know, it's a great example of what you just brought up about like when you let somebody outside the box. Boom.
What a sound, by the way.
That's like when I take out my butt plug. That's the exact sound. That show that Tim Robinson on Netflix, I think it's I'll See You in Hell. You know the Netflix sketch show?
Oh.
What's it called?
Yeah. No, it's called... dude.
It's the best, truly. No, I want to Google it right now just because it is truly, if you haven't seen it, the best sketch comedy show I think I've ever seen in my life, and he was a writer for. I think you should leave with Tim Robinson.
Yeah,
it's
he's incredible, man,
dude. He was a writer on SNL, and I'm sure did great stuff. And I don't know how many sketches got on, but when he was writing on, I know somebody who works with him.
Yeah.
Was saying the sketches that you're seeing on I Think You Should Leave is what he wanted to do on SNL, but what he was never allowed to do, and they would never make the air. And when you see what his mind is actually like, and I would argue other writers from SNL or other great shows, same thing. When you let him out of the box. The sketches are, I'm telling you, the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. The only one who came close to that, or maybe I would put them on the same level, and they were able to do it in the box, which is really insane, was Key and Peele. I felt Key and Peele sketches
were great.
They were unbelievable. Like, to me, better than Chappelle is obviously the GOAT, but better than Chappelle.
I don't know. I just think, I think they had more ammunition than Chappelle, right? Like, they had a real budget. They could actually do stuff. Dave was going in. Dave did shoestring shit.
That's true, still good.
You know what I mean?
That's true. No, I give it
up. But the problem is, I think the problem with all those sketch shows is unless you have the internet to back you, which Netflix is essentially the internet.
It is the internet.
Unless you have the internet to back you, which is free, it's like free for all. It's like, oh, like you can go ape shit on the internet.
That's the thing. It's like
on cable, you're fucked.
You're fucked. You can't do anything. Mm-mm. You just can't do anything.
Like, speaking of which, you got your new show coming out. Like, they're going to bridle you a little bit.
True
you know?
TV, Backyard Bar Wars, BBW comes out in the summer.
BBW.
It's me hosting. doing a show. I mean, I go to people's backyards, and they build a bar in their backyard, and they build it against their friend, and we see which friend wins, and then they do some kind of punishment, just like the Impractical Jokers. And yeah, I mean, anything on True TV has to involve a punishment, and it's just four friends, but I'm the host of the show. And yeah, dude, the thing
it's
is...
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. We're going to...
Last time you were out here, you were happy about it. We ate some sushi.
We did the pilot.
I got Rona.
You got the Roro.
And then you said, I think I'm going to do this show. It's really fun.
And listen, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes people, some of my, you know, people on the internet have been like, hey, you fucking sell out. What are you doing? TV shows now? It's like,
sorry, I have children.
Yeah, there's a, and it's also like, to put something like that in your resume and your repertoire is good. And I feel, because of the podcast and because of patreon.com/ChrisDComedy, I feel protected by my fans because I'm like, okay, cancel, take the True TV show away from me. I'll just come right back here and do the podcast.
Yeah,
it's no
you.
Problem.
I'm with you guys. Yeah.
I'm only doing the True TV show so I can have... No, it's going to be fun to host and do that and learn a new skill. But also, it's like, I can do the your podcast every week. I can just do Whitney Cummings. I can go out and do every... You know, hang with Bobby Lee and all these things. So I took the job to do podcasts
in
LA.
It's more access to more fun things that you enjoy.
This is the most fun we could possibly have is what you and I are doing 100%. Right now. And it moves our career the furthest.
Well, that's a weird thing is like when people say like, what, you know, Rogan was making fun of me about doing TV again. He's like, why are you doing that show again? Do you even like that show? And I said, yeah, I think what some people don't get about this whole thing is like, I enjoy the world of television because you get to meet cool new people. You get to work with people that you're like, oh, I didn't get to work with them. Like the director of one of our episodes, she did Honey Boy. Did you ever watch Honey Boy?
No. Great show.
Honey Boy was Shia LaBeouf's movie. I mean, dude, it was phenomenal. And she's great. And it's like, I wouldn't get to meet her otherwise. And I think she's talented. And it's good to work with her. And it's like, then I get a new lease on working with talented people. And that opens up all sorts of fucking doors, which may translate back to this world.
And that's the thing. And that's like, not an argument, but like when I see people on Twitter sometimes tweet at me, I'm like, there's enough hours in the day to do both. I'm not choosing TV over podcasting.
Right.
I am doing both.
Yeah.
Neither one of them are suffering. Why can't I do a podcast? Why can't I do a TV show during the day and my podcast at night? It'll still come out every week.
And you, by the way, you got nine podcasts.
I got Chrissy Chaos. I got Hey Babe.
Boom.
I got
all. You're going to be over here a little bit. You're going to be over there a little bit.
Listen, Joe Rogan, you know, if you're watching, same thing I said to Lil Dicky. If you don't put me on the podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dress up as an elk one day, and I'm going to prance around the woods, and you're going to shoot me with a bow and arrow. You're going to come over to me, and you're going to think that I'm an elk. You're going to think you're going to have dinner for the fucking winter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking grab you by the cock, and I'm going to milk it until you get me on the show. Is that what it is? Is he okay with stuff like that, or he can't say stuff like that with them?
Yeah, he'll never see this.
In here... We pour whiskey.
Fellas, life is demanding, and, you know, you want to work hard and play hard, like they say. So to do that, you got to be comfortable in the clothes that you're wearing. Be comfortable on the outside and comfortable on the inside. Cuts Clothing. I love Cuts Clothing. They sent me a bunch of stuff, and I loved it, from T-shirts to polos, hoodies, crew sweatshirts. They really do have an array of really comfortable high-end stuff. I've talked about it on the show before. I do think Cuts Clothing is incredible. For someone that likes to have business casual but also wants to look like a human being and not a robot, a corporate robot. They do really have great style. And their founder, Steve Borelli, set out to create clothes ready for every occasion, which I think is important now. Today, people want to be, you know, particularly because the office is kind of disappearing, people want to be in business clothes and also casual clothes at the same time, and this really does help. These Cuts hoodie are developed with this Hyperloop French Terry fabric. It's really comfortable. Honestly, it's so nice. And their T-shirts are really nice, too. They fit around my muscles really well. Or try the wrinkle-free, the polo design that they've got. Keeps you fitted, whether you're, you know, going to a meeting and you want to look professional on a Zoom meeting, or you want to go out and have a couple of soda pops with your friends. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom-engineered fabric. It's engineered for a perfect fit, and it really is super comfortable. I love this stuff. You should give it a try. Not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com. That's cutsclothing.com/whiskey. Cutsclothing.com/whiskey for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Now imagine the one episode he watches.
Joe never would watch this show.
He was about to book me, and now you're out of here.
He calls me. He's like, Santino, I have to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
What? That Chrissy D kid said he's going to milk me? Is that what he said? And I said, well, let's fly down there. Let's see him try it.
But let's do it.
Honestly,
everybody's moving to Austin, but you're not going to go.
In the words of the great Bill Burr, he He goes, there's only one dude down there with $100 million. And I was like,
that's such
a burr statement. Yeah, he goes, what are these people doing? So there's fucking one dude down there with $100 million. I said, yeah, no, look, for some people, it's finding... It's finding what they need, right? Like some people need it, right?
I get it.
I said this over the phone to somebody, and I can't drop, I can't say who some of the people are moving down there because it's not my business.
Who
are
you on the phone with?
Huh?
You said you were on the phone with somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my business to say who's moving down there.
Donald Trump Jr.
Eric.
Oh, Eric. Sorry.
And he goes, are you moving? I can.
People say I look like Eric Trump.
You do kind of. You do, dude.
Dude, I'm fucking hammered.
You're Derek Trump.
I'm going to drive my fucking Nissan right into a pole.
This dude's got the only V12 Nissan I've ever seen
in
my life.
Yo, I pulled up with a fucking
Nissan. It's got nine rows of seats. It's triple-decker. He sat on the roof.
I mean, I said, literally.
You hit three curbs on the way in.
I went to the Hertz Rent-A-Center, and I was like, and they were like, what kind of car you need? I was like, I got all the Puerto Ricans. They were like, you need a Nissan.
You got to have a Nissan.
You got to have a Ford. What is it called? What is that?
I've never seen that before.
It's not a Nissan. It's whatever the biggest Nissan there is. It's like a Nissan SUV.
It's a border jump. Nissan border jumper?
It's a Nissan border jump. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the wall with ease.
Mm.
No, but Austin, all these guys are going down to Austin, and I'm happy for some. You know, our boy Fahim Anwar is going back and forth, and he's spending some time. He loves it down there.
Right. Shout out Fahim Anwar.
He's the fucking best. One of the funniest dudes that's ever, ever lived.
Yes.
And he's going down there.
And he's a Sandy.
Is he?
He's a Sandy.
Fahim is down there.
Can we say that? He can't say that.
You can.
I'm kidding around.
Yeah, I know, baby.
He's fucking...
You don't even know what he is.
Persian.
He's cinnamon. He's a cinnamon god.
He's a cinnamon god. No, he's a good kid.
I love Fahim. And he's down there. He's writing. He's been going back and forth. And we were talking, and he said, I said, you know what I don't like about this conversation about when people talk about Austin? They go, yeah, fuck LA. And I'm like, LA gave me literally everything.
Yes.
Look, I'm being serious. Look, dude, I moved here with no money. I was broke as fuck, dude. I was poor. I moved here with no help. My mommy and daddy.
Were you even with your girl yet?
When I moved here. No.
Wow,
When I first moved here, I was just broke. I had no help. You know, my parents were like, good luck, and I hope you make it. But, like, they weren't about to fucking float my life for 10 years to figure it out in L.A. like so many of these kids do. And dude, honestly, this gave me podcasting, which has been my life. I mean, like, I've fallen so much in love with this thing. Television, stand-up. Like,
yeah. You didn't have a career when you came out here.
But I had nothing. Not a career, dude.
Fucking arena tours.
Now we're doing arenas. Yeah. And honestly, so not fuck LA. Fuck, no. Like,
yeah.
Fuck LA for sure in certain ways that it sucks.
Fuck the state income tax.
But also, it's one of those things where when people say that, like, yeah, what are you doing in LA? I'm like, it's given me everything. I don't know. What do you mean? You know, me and Noodles do a podcast every week. That's like it's like the most fun thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
This, you know, so.
Yeah, dude.
So I get why people are going, but I don't like when they're like, LA's what's there? You're like, what's here? What are you talking about?
Well, those are people like, listen, the really successful people that say that. Maybe LA, they've just gotten all they can out of it.
Yeah, Joe can say that.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Because he did it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Joe, again, I've never met him. Obviously, you know, everybody knows Joe Rogan.
And you want to fight him. By the way, tag Joe Rogan and say that Chrissy D wants to fight him, because this is honest. Chris thinks he can go toe-to-toe with Joe.
Absolutely.
And not bare knuckle.
Yeah, bare knuckle. Bare knuckle.
BNB, baby. Bare knuckle boxing.
BNB, and we'll go and, like, you know, whatever Logan Paul does on the same card, Logan Paul versus Mayweather, me versus Joe. What do you think?
Honestly, I would pay so much fucking money to see that.
Dude, could you imagine?
Logan Paul versus Mayweather, you versus Logan? Honestly, crying. So much crying.
Could
right
you
away.
Imagine, like, he breaks all, like, every bone in my body? Like,
they would disqualify
breaks my arms
him
and legs?
One punch, he would put you in a
and
coma.
He puts me on the pod the next week, and I'm in a full body cast like that?
All CTE. You're like, great beer, Chrissy Chaos.
That's all my joke, yeah.
Your arms aren't working. They wheel you in. You're like, it's Chrissy Chaos. You're drinking through a straw. Hey, welcome to Chrissy Comedy Podcast. No, honestly, he would have that to me would be, that's something I'd pay for.
Yeah.
When they talk about stunt fights, I'd pay for that. Is that Logan Paul kid going to fight him for real?
I did Logan Paul's podcast yesterday. He was training in his ring at the place where he did his podcast, and he's fucking, Logan Paul's a good fighter, man.
Is he going to really fight Mayweather, though?
I don't know if that's for real
or
not.
Mayweather doesn't want that fight.
But I thought, is it official or is it, because he was training for a fight yesterday, Logan Paul.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's got something else lined up, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I went to the McGregor-Mayweather fight in Vegas. Showtime shipped us out there.
How was it watching?
You know what's so funny? The fight was bullshit, but everybody knew it was a bullshit.
But McGregor held his own, right? Kind of?
Yeah, kind of. Floyd Mayweather was dancing around having a good time. You could feel... It's like you know what this feels like? It's like, you know when Michael Jordan does like with a camp counselor at somewhere and they got it on tape and he's like, you know, like looking back, like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt like that a little bit. Like Floyd was tempering this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like they were both really fighting. It wasn't like a show. But you could tell Floyd was like, oh, dude, if I really wanted to turn up the jets, it could be over.
I could kill you.
But the experience was better than anything else.
Right.
Showtime gave us floor tickets, man. I was sitting with the cast of Dying Up Here when we were doing the show, and they gave us floor tickets. And, dude, I mean, that alone, the experience was bonkers.
But that's LA gave you that. TV gave you that.
100%. I couldn't have done that without that.
See, that's what I'm saying. So when the people say, forget about LA, forget about TV, I understand how big the podcasting game is and how the internet is, and neither one of us want to sacrifice that. We're both putting all.
I'll do this before
you just
do
did a TV
else.
Show, filmed a TV show all day, and came here to do the podcast.
Because I want to do this so bad.
Exactly.
You know what I said? The idea? I go, when can we get out? Because I have this thing I want to do really bad tonight. He goes, what are you doing? I was like, it's just a thing.
Yeah,
this is the stuff we look forward to.
This is what it is. So that's the thing. Like, I think sometimes there's misconceptions. Like, not at least guys like us. I'm not choosing TV over podcasting and the internet is the way, and I love doing it. But there is still a place for TV. There's still a lot of money in it. There's still people want to invest in TV. And like you said, those opportunities, floor seats to the McGregor fight, wouldn't happen from Bobby Lee's not giving you that.
He did give me. He had one of the best sumo wrestling matches I've ever seen in my life. Though we got floor seats down there
because
because of him. They know all know him.
Oh, everybody
they
knows
all
Bobby.
Know Bobby.
Bobby.
They all know Bobby Lee. He is worldwide known. That guy. It's unbelievable. He's going to Hungary to do a movie. He's Budapest.
Bobby.
Bobby's going to Budapest.
When?
For a month. May.
Ooh.
I think.
I'll be your co-host on Bad
Maybe
Friends.
Maybe you just have to get co-host that.
Could you
honestly.
Imagine? I'd be the. Are you got what? What is the plan for Bad Friends though?
When he goes. Buda. We're going to do a bunch of episodes before he goes, and we're going to figure out all the timing of everything. Yeah.
That's what Sal Volcano and I did from the Hey
Shout
Babe.
Shout out to Hey Babe, by the way.
Shout out to Hey Babe.
You and Sal together, man, it's so fun. And honestly,
could
he grow his hair out more? This guy, it's unbelievable.
It's fully going to be down to the middle of his back.
Beautiful little Adonis he is.
And you know what we do on that show? A lot of people don't notice, or maybe some people do. Some people on the internet have called me F-A-N-S
with a T. What do they say?
They call me...
A Fagio.
They call us a Fagiolis.
A Fagio.
Because they say that we do a squeaky, because we do a clean podcast. And we do, but we don't do it for any other reason.
Huh.
People are like, oh, you're corporate, you sold out, you're doing a clean podcast. No. We do the clean podcast because it's a challenge. We said, what if we tried to do something? Because everybody's want to do something different. I'm like, what if we try to be clean? It's so hard to be clean. What if we try to do clean but also be funny? And it ain't easy. So listen, it's not easy. We fucking try. And I'll tell you what, not only is it so far, so good, it's working. I think it's making both of us better comedians because we're trying to be in that clean lane. But again, I still go dirty and filthy and talk, fucking stick the mic up my ass. But that specific hour, once a week for an hour, I'm like, let me try to be clean. It's like an exercise. And
it's a good comedic exercise.
It's a good comedic exercise, and we love it. And guess what? I didn't realize there's a lot of clean. There's a lot of ad companies that they only want to give the money to the clean show. So even though if the shows have a little bit less views than somebody else, because it's squeaky clean, the money goes fucking way up.
And Chrissy D likes the money.
I like the money because I got to buy more Bitcoin. Sorry, I'm a little fucking
sound like an
wasted.
Autistic kid.
Bitcoin.
By the way, we were driving back from Palm Springs the other day, and that song came on the radio that You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner by BTO. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Do you know why he did that, by the way?
No.
The stuttering?
Is he a Ree?
No, this is an insanely... This is a story I had to look up because I didn't believe that it was true. And people at home can see this. Every time you hear that, you're like, oh, that's a catchy little baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. And I thought, oh, that's kind of funny. The reason he did that, I thought it was a creative choice. It's not.
No.
It's a shot at his brother. Brother, cousin.
Who's got a stutter?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
And here's the even better part. It's because, and I'm going to get this mixed up, so you have to look it up online, but the root of it is correct. Him and his brother or whatever, brother, whoever it was, got into an argument about whether or not that song was good. Baby, You Ain't Seen Ya. Whatever song. No, not that song. Whatever song they were writing at the time. And the guy was like, it's trash. Like, and by the way, pack it up. Like, the band isn't going to click. Like, this ain't it, pal.
Yeah, I get it.
And so he wrote that song, Baby, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, in response to him saying, like, you know, go fuck yourself. And sure enough, when they went to record, he thought, I want to add a little sugar to this.
Yeah.
So that was a direct shot at
wow.
I can't remember if it was his brother or family member that was like him going, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet, because the kid had a stutter.
And they,
oh, dick.
And it made
became one of the biggest songs of all time.
That's like, you know that song, Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot?
Yeah.
You know that, come on, feel the noise.
Girl.
Just rock your world. Bring it right. Yeah. That song, the lead singer, I forgot his name, didn't want it, because that's a cover song from, right. I think from a band called Slade or something like that.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to cover that song. And their, you know, whatever record company was like, you need to cover the song, like we paid for the rights. And right. So the lead singer was like, you know what? Fine. He's like, we'll cover the song, but we're gonna sing it all off note and botch it. And yeah. They did the version, and it became number one. And then now they have to do it when they perform to the
everywhere
stage,
they go. Come on, feel the noise.
They did that on purpose. They weren't supposed to sing it like that. They're like, girls, rah,
when the thing that you like to make fun of makes you famous is, oh, dude. Speaking of which, I just saw on Netflix. Netflix is doing a documentary about Blockbuster Video.
Oh my god!
Hey, oh come on!
Yeah, somebody put him out of business.
Some guy tweeted. Imagine murdering a motherfucker in the streets and then and then speaking at his funeral and doing a docuseries about how you murdered that motherfucker.
Dude.
That's so mean.
Dude, that's like...
We killed you. Here's how I killed you.
That's like fucking... Giannis told me, you know, great Giannis Pappas, he got shot in his early 20s. He got shot.
Yes.
And the guy who shot him did 12 years in prison and then came out and started doing a one-man show about when shooting. He shot him. Yeah, and he's like sent him tickets to the show, and I was
go to right here. There's a link, ishotjan.com, right down below.
Yeah,
ishotjan.
Dude, and when he told me that, I was dying laughing, and he was
because
like,
it's hysterical.
I was like, dude, you should go to the show, and he was like, no, I can't go to the show.
You have to go to that show. The guy who shoots you put on a show. Go out
go.
Of respect,
dude. I was like, dude, that's so funny.
Lived
because he probably, you know, and I'm sure the show sucked. I mean, this guy was fucking doing it in prison.
How amazing it would be if he got a Netflix special before Yanni did for doing a one man show about shooting about shooting him. Netflix presents.
Yeah, that's just. Dude, that's...
It was April 12th. Wait, he got shot. Where was it again?
Yanni got shot in the leg.
It's a leg? I thought it was the hip.
Oh, I think it's the leg, but it came out like through... he's told the story. I'm not telling any personal info. He's told the story before.
Yeah.
It like came out, I think, by like his butt or something like that.
Yeah, it came out his hip or something. I thought it was in his hip. Yeah.
You know, he got fucking shot, man. That's real
so
shit,
wild.
Dude.
Yeah, and it was all over nothing, by the way.
Over money. Over some money. You know, like
it's bullshit.
From a club or something like that. And then I think the guy who owned the club, I forgot his name, but he's like going to go to jail now because he got caught like sniffing panties and like busting into girls' hotel rooms. Like, this is like a year ago. And
who
like,
are these guys?
Yeah, they're weird.
Who are these guys that are breaking into hotel rooms, yeah. Sniffing panties?
That's
you could just go. Why?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't get. I don't understand. By the way, you really want it that bad, you could probably buy it off the internet. They sell that weird shit in Japan. In Japan, you can buy used panties on there.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy used panties on vending machines. You know they do that?
Japanese people are beautiful people.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. Because they're very different looking.
The men are just as delicious as the women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, cute. I just speaking of Netflix, I just watched it because, you know, I love history. It's called The Age of the Samurai. It's on Netflix right now. It's about the history of Japan. A lot of people don't know the history of Japan. Dude, Japan, you know how like the United States had a civil war for 4 years?
No.
Japan had a civil war for 150 years.
Is it over?
No, it's still, well, kind of.
Yeah, like. In a way, it's like
still happening, but like the unification of Japan, dude, 150 fucking years.
Wow.
We only had 4 years, and, you know.
And only two of them counted,
yeah. The fucking, you know.
The rest of the time, they were singing songs.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we lost, but, you know.
Yeah, you're so good. I love you so much.
I love you, baby.
God, I love seeing you.
I fucking love you, dude.
The reinvigoration of like comedy in my heart and my soul. It's been so blank. It's been so hard.
Yeah, because you get a lot of fucking just like people out here that they're just...
Well, there's no... Comedy shows are kind of starting to pop back up.
Right.
You know, you're barely seeing anybody anymore.
Barely seeing anybody, yeah.
We see people and it's on the go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm doing a show actually next week at a Whitley put together by Brian Monarch, so shout out.
Go check it out. You guys in town? Go check it out.
No, I'm kidding. I'm doing whatever show you want to do. I'm doing a show with you.
You're going to do all the shows with me.
I'm going to do the show.
You're coming along for the ride with me.
Who, remember we did last time we did the show, there's a fucking Irish kid. What was that Irish kid
Mark.
Show?
Yeah, Mark.
Let's do that kid show. That's and the show Jim everybody Jeffries got COVID.
Jim Jeffries was there having a couple of soda pops.
Having a couple of sodas.
You know, I know when Jim's had a couple of the drinks, when whenever there's a photographer like Liz who's there who takes great photos.
Yes, shout out Liz, yeah.
She's the shit. And I know when Jim's had a couple of drinks, he's like, let's do a photo. Come on, it's a photo. He wants tons of photos.
Yeah.
He loves pictures.
Dude, he got so close to me. I remember, and this was like September when like COVID crazy.
He kissed your nose.
Dude, he was kissing my nose. He was like spitting in my mouth. I was like, oh, whatever, dude. Jim Jeffries, yeah.
Do you spit in Jazz's mouth?
No, I would love to, but.
Would she spit in your mouth? Would you let her spit in your mouth?
Yeah, no, I'd let her spit. Yeah, I'd let her spit in my mouth. Whatever she wants to do.
What if she said she wanted to punch you? Would you let her punch you?
I mean, she punches me like, you know, when I don't give her my phone and stuff. Oh, in bed. Yeah, I'd let her punch me.
You would?
First girl, when I lost my virginity.
She looks like she could fuck you up, though. I'm not making a joke. Dude, she looks like she could hit very hard.
Dude, and she's lefty. So she comes at you with a fucking different angle.
Psych out. Yeah. She fakes right, so you duck left, ooh, and you go right into the fist.
Dude, that's why, like, sometimes, like, you know, like, if a girl, like, messages me, like, you know, a provocative thing, and I don't respond, and they message another provocative thing, and I don't respond, and they'll be like, you know, a girl wrote once, like, oh, you're making me feel, like, so bad, like, you're making me feel like I this is so bad, like, I feel like I'm showing you my tits, and you don't care, and I wrote back, this is not about me, I'm protecting you because the last thing you want to happen is Jasmine to see this, and then you're fucked. Then you're fucked because she will follow you home.
Yeah. She knows your license plate already.
Yeah. So that's what I do. But no, I would let Jasmine punch me. I would let, dude, I'm very open in bed. The only thing I don't do, and I've never done, is I don't do butt stuff. I've never had anal sex and I've never received anal sex.
You never had it?
Never had it. I've never stuck my pee-pee in a bung.
Three.
Three bungs?
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
What does it feel like?
That's where Whitney got that bop, bop, bop. Bap, bap, bap. She's counting off how many people I've had bungs.
What is it? I know. I was almost going to wear the bop, bop, bop shirt. She gave me some
bap,
merch
bap,
today.
Bap, bap,
she's got nice merch.
Throw it away.
But who's the best merch? Killer merch with Vinny.
With Vinny.
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Yeah. What does it feel like doing in the butt?
Tight? It hurts at first.
Her or you?
Oh, me, well, okay. Oh, I don't. Okay. Well,
oh, you're saying because you received.
bap, bap, bap. what is it?
You put in a lady's butt.
I put in a tush.
Yeah. Shout out Tushy.
Shout out Tushy.
Tushy.com.
Use whiskey for the code. What does it feel? Honestly, it feels. You know what's so fucked up about it? This is me being like a sensitive guy about it. I know it hurts.
Her.
Yeah, like you know it hurts. But unless they've done it a bunch before. And the few times
then that hurts you,
right? And then you're just like, oh, because you can hear it. It's like hitting a triangle, like bum, 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 bum. You play Operation with the sides.
Yeah,
when it's new, and it was new two out of the three times, you could tell it was extremely uncomfortable and painful, and you're like, this isn't fun. There's no way it's fun.
Yeah, I would not get pleasure if the woman wasn't.
They have to be very warmed up for it, and it has to be something they've experienced in some regard. Yeah. With like toys and all that stuff. Otherwise, it's a nightmare. The one person that had it already before, it almost was, you know, embarrassing.
Right.
I wasn't much.
One time I was getting a beach and the girl put her fingers in my butt and that felt good.
Yeah, a little tickle of the tushy is fine.
Yeah.
The tickle of the tushy is fine. I don't know if I want... The problem is I'd rather do that than have someone else do it because I'm embarrassed about Area 51.
Right.
I don't want someone in my no-fly zone.
No.
Get out of here. I, you know.
It's brutal.
But it's what's weird. This new generation of women online, that's all they talk about is being like, men need to be more comfortable with that stuff. You're like, well.
They want it in the butt.
I just don't. It's
having sex, you know, my girl's pregnant now. Having sex with a pregnant woman is tough, too, because the belly. It's fun.
It's
because
a lot of side sex?
I like her to be. No, if we're going to do it, I like want her to be in front of me because I like fat chicks. I'm into fat women.
Is she on top? Or
she's on top. And she's not fat, but, you know, with the belly, it turns me on. Because
looks
it makes
thicky,
me,
thicky.
It makes me think about my dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's got a nice beer guy.
Wait,
could you imagine?
Does she ever want to have sex because she's pregnant, or is she horny pregnant, or is she annoyed?
Annoyed, but if there's a spurt, like what I've noticed about it is like once a week there'll be like 10 minutes where she'll be like, you need to come in the bathroom and lock the door behind you, like we need to do this now, like I need to have sex.
Like she gets like a juice of
like a shot of like horniness, like we need to have sex right now.
Did she tell you what triggers it?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Normally,
I
wonder what it is.
Imagine there's got to be something. There's a thing. Like, when you get super horny, what's the thing that triggers it for you? Because guys have the two where you're like, I want to have sex with you right now. There has to be there's a trigger, you know?
Yeah, for me, I'm trying to think, like, what really gets me fucking horned up. I guess, for me, like, anytime, like, I like older Latino women. So if I see, like, a Latino woman in, like, her 40s or 50s, I get horned up. I like an older,
like an abuela. You like a grandma.
Yes. That's what I like. So what I've been doing, yeah. So what I'll do is I'll go to like where they're doing the because you know New York same rules as here. I'll go like the like Latino communities. I'll go and I'll go to where they're giving the vaccines because it's a lot of 65 and overs.
Yes.
And I'll fucking go over there. And I'll get horned up and I'll go have sex. Yeah. You get a vaccine? Man. Yeah, 65.
Is Latino always been the one for you?
Yes.
Always.
Latinos from day one. I like Latinos. I like Latino women. I like black women.
Italian women, because they skirt on that line, right?
Yes, because they look.
Italian women kind of look like they might be Latin a little bit sometimes.
Yes. I like. And not that
never a blonde, by the way, for you.
Very little. Almost not that never. I dislike them, but almost never. Yeah. I like, in this order, I like Puerto Rican one. Black, 2. Filipino or some type of freaky deaky Asian, 3.
Thai.
I like that, 3. And then I like Italians, and then 4. And then I like Hungarians, 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hungaries.
Hungaries. And then,
why Hungaries?
I don't know.
Something about Eastern European?
Something about Eastern European.
I think Eastern European women, I mean, beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful. The guys are tough. The girls are beautiful. Yeah. You know, what a combination. The guys are awful looking. They're not good looking.
Brutal.
But the women are gorgeous.
Brutal.
I found that something. You know what that is? That's Canada. The whole country of Canada. Every time I go up there, I say that to them, and they think I'm joking. I'm being a smart ass. The women, and I'm not placating, the women up there in Canada are gorgeous.
Gorgeous women.
The men are hideous.
Hideous guys.
They got no good looking guys up there.
No, hideous guys. I like.
So many Canadian guys in the fucking comments. I'll fuck you up, eh? You don't fucking talk to me like that, bud. Listen, bud. Listen here, pal. No, you don't say that, bud. No, dude, the guys there are just
brutes.
The guys there are force.
Force.
So many of the women there are beautiful. Every time I go, look at this beautiful. Go to fucking Vancouver and Toronto. Every time I go, I'm always like, who are all these beautiful women?
Dude, have you ever seen, what about like a Scandinavian woman?
Oh,
like,
come on. Yeah. Skeetish. Polish your shoes.
You know, there's like a Miss Farfetnugen. Do you know there's like a misconception about Vikings? Like, Viking people. Like,
tell me about Vikings, because I don't know anything about them.
People think like Vikings are like, you know, you look and
rape
you
see, and pillage.
Yeah, and pillage. And that stuff probably happened.
Definitely.
But like it happens in every, but you look through history, it's like the most people that kill people are the people that look like each other.
100%.
The people that look like each other. So it's like, that's just true for any race, religion, culture, creed. You can blame it on this group or that group, whatever you want. People who look like each other kill each other the most. That's just what it is.
That happens.
It's just what it is. So, but the Vikings, like coming up, like in like the Scandinavia area, they had like one of the most progressive societies. They were the cleanest. They used to cut their hair. They had a full society. They were the first ones to attempt biological warfare, like in the 1300s, 1400s.
By what?
Dude, so they would be on a ship going to like rape and pillage like the next country over, and the rats who would get like infected with like viruses and diseases, they would wait till they're getting close to the castle and they would light their tails on fire and shoot the rats over the wall and let them go and bite stuff and infect the food, and then wait 3 weeks while they were laying siege because they knew that they were basically poisoning the community. Everybody would get sick and die, and they'd go in and beat like a sickened army because they were getting eaten by fucking virus rats.
No rules of war, baby.
They were the first Chinese.
By the way, how do they have maps of the islands of where the?
I know.
I want to know the map guy. It's like we've raped these islands. We must pillage these islands. How do they know where to go? Because honestly, I thought about this the other day. Discovering new lands is such a crazy thing to me that people just set out on a fucking boat and we're just like, I guess we'll just figure it out. And on the way from back from Palm Springs, right where the there's a lift that takes you up to the top of the mountain there. You know, have you ever been up there?
Never been there.
Bro,
Palm Springs.
You would fucking.
Should I go with the fam?
Honestly, yes.
Yes.
Honestly, you should.
Yeah.
And by the way, we went gambling and the old bag won $500.
Wow.
She's never played blackjack before and she won.
Wow.
Never. And I taught her every time. I was like, hit on that, stay on that.
And she won 500.
500.
Yes.
And then I lit it on fire. Yeah. But on the way back, you can see they had a big sign that, like, just like Hollywood, the Hollywood sign, the same letters, it said Indian Land. I'm not kidding.
And still to this day, it's still there.
No.
They used to.
This is a new thing. Wow. Indian Land. It's like the Hollywood letters, and they put it up there for some kind of promotional thing that they were doing. And it made me think, it is crazy because, you know, we say Indians because they thought they were fucking in India. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they called Native Americans Indians because they were like, they thought they were going to fucking see India. So the fact that they still say it is even weird to me that I'm like, don't they fucking, aren't they like, bitch, I'm not Indian.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not, what the fuck is that?
I know. I love too. Like you
it
know,
is weird. It is the history of that strange.
Even you know,
setting out on a boat to find a new spot. Would you ever?
No.
If somebody told you to drive the Nissan triple decker as far north up the street as you could go, You wouldn't even do that.
No way I'd do that. Unless there's an In-N-Out Burger.
And there is then two up the street.
No, dude, I would. No, that's the thing. I have no motivation to, like, but I think back then, people lived in history back then. It's like they hadn't, you only knew the people in your village. So it's like you had no, true. So you just would like, oh, how can I get over those mountains? Because nobody went over those mountains. Now we've seen the world. We've seen everything. So it's like, it's just like we don't really have like a desire to like go explore and do that, but they did because nobody had ever seen it before. Now it's like there's not one piece of land that hasn't been conquered already.
Yeah, and also you died at 35. So you, by 20, you were like, well, I got... Dude. Like, that's basically saying like when you get to 70, you're like, how much time you got left? You're like, I might as well knock it all out right now.
Yeah, I'm not... And also, dude, if you, not only that, if you and I were alive, if we were 35, 36, 37 years old back then... We would be like looked at as like pussies. Like, why aren't you killed in war? Like, you fucking, they would literally, the older you got, the more cowardly you were.
We were bathing the men when they got back.
That's what it is.
You and I were the bathers. The men would come back from war, and I'd go, sit down, boys, you tired?
Yeah.
And Chrissy would come and you'd rub their feet.
I rubbed their feet. I said, can I get you a pop?
And I would, and I would wash off their back with a warm cloth, and he'd go, it's not warm enough. And I go, I'm sorry. And I'd run back and I'd put it over the fire and warm up the rag.
That's what it is.
Right? And you'd be rubbing the feet and he'd go, you're not doing it right. And he'd spit on you.
Yeah.
And you'd say, I'm sorry.
And I'd say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. And he says, lick my toes.
Yeah, and I'd fucking lick them. That's what I do. I'd lick them. I'd do whatever they want. I jerk them off.
Do whatever they need.
Yeah, dude. But the thing is, too, like, and even then, back then, like, you know, like with, you know, with the Vikings, they allegedly they invented shitting on the chest. The shitting on the chest was a thing that the
What is it called?
Schweifenhaken.
Schweifenfilms. Yeah,
Schweifenfilms. They would the Viking chiefs.
Scheisse films.
What they would do is the if they would come and rape and pillage your land, they would take the conquering head Viking would go to the other one, the one that they just conquered. And they sit you down in front of your wife and children, and they shit on your chest to say, I'm the dominant one. I just shit on
your
chest.
Kids got
to
see dad get pooped on?
The kids got to see that. Kids got to see that.
And they're playing with a toy. And
that's the thing, too. People want to yell.
What if you're constipated and you can't shit on? What, like,
that would be funny.
Just got to wait for a long
like
time.
Device. He's just like, I got nothing.
He's like, 1 minute. One more minute.
Oh, he's just farting on your chest. He's like, he's like
you're just laying there like, please, sir, just finish.
Or
please.
You, dude, you just hit him with a bunch of rabbit poop, just pellets on the chest.
Dude, but I'm more embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit on his chest. I'm like, I don't really want to. I don't think that's it. Is that do it?
Do it.
Okay, just rolling off.
It's rolling off. You're like, I've been eating a lot of yogurt. You guys call it skier.
He's like, this isn't that bad.
But dude, even fucking, you know, people want to yell at the whites.
The Vikes were wild, though.
Dude, but I get the whites. I get that we were problematic throughout history, but. Dude, I mean,
well, not us. I didn't do anything.
But if you look at other cultures, man, I mean, what the Japanese did to the Chinese, what the fucking Native Americans used to do to other Native Americans, dude, it's brutal.
The whole world is racist. We just showed it better than anybody. We were the best at showing.
We're the best, sorry, number one.
We showed it better than anybody else.
Yeah, we're great.
But the rest of the world is still so racist. You go anywhere, they're so racist.
So, dude,
the world is racist.
Still in Europe, I love how people be like, America, you're so racist. In Europe, in 2019. Black players would score goals in certain countries. They throw bananas on the field.
But we're the worst.
But we're the worst?
I don't understand.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't understand. That kind of stuff is crazy. Could you imagine if someone did that in the NBA? It would not just make headlines. It would shut down the game. It would be a new level of ostentatiousness.
Yes, but
it'd be absurd. But over there, they think that's like a part of like, well, that's the that's that small little English town.
I love how people do that. We've had fucking a black president twice.
Two times. Barack Obama?
Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump, baby. Two black presidents.
Back to back blacks. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? That motherfucker's so disillusioned, he could convince you he was black.
100%, dude.
He took a test. It came back 14%. You could look it up. He would convince himself that he's black. He was so good at convincing himself of things that he would actually convince other people of shit.
Yeah.
That's how fucking good that guy was at being a master manipulator, man.
T.T. Jerry told me on the podcast that most people in prison voted for Donald Trump and they liked Donald Trump. They were like, yeah, because he speaks the truth.
Yeah, they also are concerned. They want pardoning and they know he can pardon.
He'd pardon them.
Yeah, that's a thing. Pardoning is a weird thing. I can't wrap my head around
presidents can do that. That's like they're
allowed to say you're good.
That's it, dude.
You're good.
You're good. So they all, I mean, they pardon what? They pardon Lil Wayne. They pardon Weezy.
Woody Allen just got pardoned.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Lil Wayne. No, Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne already got out.
No, he didn't get pardoned. Somebody
big got pardoned.
Yeah. Well,
but Joe Exotic had a limo outside and thought he was going to get pardoned.
They had a tour bus.
He got denied.
Here. Who did Donald Trump pardon?
Who's texting me?
Who did Donald Trump pardon? Okay, so Donald Trump pardoned Rodney Masaru Takumi, Michael Anthony Tedesco, Chandler Lee Williams, and Zay Jeffries. 40 more rose. Wow.
He was pardoning everybody.
The 125 years, the key advisor to the president on clemency. Yeah, clemency act.
Dude, imagine he started pardoning people like Charles Manson. Imagine he just went crazy. Let him out. He pardoned the son of Sam.
New York. So here are some of the people Trump pardoned. Some of the pardons. We're going through this even though this is in the past. Bannon. Got to pardon that big piece of shit. Elliot Broidy. Anthony Lewandowski. Kwame Kilpatrick. Robert Hayes. Rick Renzi. And Randall Cunningham.
The quarterback?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. Lil Weezy did get pardoned.
Lil Weezy did get pardoned.
Lil Weezy. Kodak Black. That was a big
Kodak
one.
Kodak Black.
Kodak Black got pardoned.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
You have to admit that he was funny. If you hated him,
that's
fine.
That's what I say. I say that on stage.
You have to admit the guy. I mean, if you pardon Kodak Black as the president of the United States,
funniest thing
on earth. You're a funny fucking
guy.
Like,
he's a racist. You're like, well, he likes Kodak Black.
Yeah, he loves Kodak
His
Black.
His music is great. I like him. I like him. He said, let me say the N-word around him. You guys can't say it. I can say it.
I can.
I pardoned him. He pardoned my N-word. I said it to him. I said, what's up, Kodak Black, my N? He said, you're good. You got me, I got you.
Dude, did you see his speech a couple of weeks ago? He literally ended it by he said if he comes back in 2024, because this is the thing, like, he knew it was going to unite people and rile them up and people go crazy. He goes, and the last thing I want to say is, like, in 2024, I'm coming back, and our slogan is going to be cancel culture. People, like,
lose their minds. Yeah.
Like, they're resuming it. It's so funny, dude. They're resuming it on people's face, like these fat white kids. Like, yeah.
Isn't it incredible you can't get rid of that guy? He's a cockroach. No. He's impervious.
Because cancel culture, like, even people that hate him be like, yeah, I don't like cancel culture. Like, he just fucking knows what to do,
he
man.
He really is good about it. And if I'm, by the way, I've met these people in my life before where they're so, not dumb, but they're so blissful in their own shit, in ignorance, that it's almost genius. Like that, right. Where he's so happy with the chaos that exists in his mind that it works so well. And you're like,
yeah,
maybe this is like a different level of thinking. And he's so disillusioned with the chaos, and it works over and over.
And he also
and
did
over.
That thing we spoke about this on History of Hina's episode about how he says so many things that are inappropriate and so many wild things every day.
Can't trace
that
it.
You don't know which one to get mad at, so the news cycle just shifts to the next day, and they're like, ah, the fuck, Trump said a bunch.
The beauty of fake news to him was if news cycles are so constant now that if you say so much stuff is fake news and you keep saying fucked up shit, then nothing is valid
anymore. Nothing. It's like when people, like, I think it gets washy when, like, everybody, you know, says that they're a victim because they had a bad day. It's like, well, if everybody's a victim, then nobody's a victim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if everybody's in trouble, then nobody's in trouble.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Kind of thing
weird.
Where it's like, it goes so to thing where it's like, if, you know, people keep coming out and saying things like, this affected me, like, you have to have, like, proof, and you have to say, hey, so-and-so did this to me. Here's the proof. Here's what happened.
He said this. He did this. Otherwise, it's becoming disillusioned with all
this
constant
chaos.
Yes,
or else people are actually going to get something's going to happen to them, and then it's going to be like the boy who cried wolf. They're like, ah, you're fucking one of those.
He was the boy who cried wolf. Trump was the best at that shit, though. That was the thing, is he could keep doing it till the day is done. And also, by the way, you know they're finishing the wall. You know they're still finishing it.
Sure.
So that's was there an endowment fund for the wall?
Yeah, they're just
going
to keep going.
It's like Harvard. They just keep getting money pouring in.
I don't, yeah, what are they
doing? You funded about a mile of the wall, right?
Yes. I did. Yes, I did, because, you know, I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Biden just came in and said, nope. He said he's just letting, I mean, Biden just, and if you're an illegal and you have COVID, step right up.
By the way, I love the idea that there's someone who's just hearing us for the first time. That's like, are these guys out of their minds? Are they out of their minds?
Yeah,
by the way, Joe Biden is 100% dead. There's no doubt in my mind he's dead.
Oh, he died. I think he died 6 or 7 years ago.
While he was running. No, while in the middle of him running, there was a moment.
Where
you know
is
what?
That guy?
Dude, when he was on Charlemagne, with Charlemagne, he died right in the middle of the interview. He died. I watched him die. Yeah. He froze up. And then they weakened at Bernie's him through the rest of the episode.
Dude.
That was all a great ploy, by the way, to get Kamala Harris in as president. They were genius for that shit.
Yes.
They're going to make that guy break a hip. I've said this before. They're going to look for big stairs, and he's going to slip. They're going to go, oh, no, Joe.
Do you think he's 100% going to die in the next 4 years?
100%.
Yeah, they're just going to
And if he's not, they're going to keep him on some sort of life support, or they're going to disable him so she has to take over.
Right.
They don't want him. They didn't want him anyway. He was just a... Look, they complain forever about how we're sick of these old white pieces of shit. And then they get an old white idiot in there. It's like, what are you mad at the white guy? You got another idiot white guy in there. So that was a good way for them to trick to get Kamala in there. They just got to find a way to take him out. They got to give him a little nudge down Air Force One stairs.
Yeah, dude.
All the way down.
Did you see Kyle Dunnigan on Instagram? Did you ever see?
I fucking love him.
Dude, did you ever see Kyle Dunnigan one on Instagram? It's one of the best accounts. His Joe Biden talking to Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, dude. doing Ben Shapiro is the way he does Ben Shapiro is so good.
So funny. He goes, I am not a transgender.
I'm not a transgender.
I'm a biologically born male.
That's what it should be. Ben Shapiro should interview Miles Leonard. And
yes.
They should have a discussion over whether or not he should be canceled because Ben Shapiro hates cancel culture.
Yes.
But he said an anti-Semitic word. So
yeah, he called it fucking.
I would love to see that actually and to see what they say.
I don't mind Ben Shapiro.
He's just got that.
I don't mind him.
He's so nasally.
Yeah, he's nasally. Is he an LA guy? You think he's out here?
No, he is. He's born. I think he went to school out here. No, he's an LA guy.
So he does a show from LA?
No, he moved. I think he moved to Austin.
Let's get him on the podcast.
Come on, Ben.
Come on, Benny. Who was your last guest? Who was your guest before this?
Does it matter?
I don't know.
You're the only one that doesn't matter. Kalila, Bobby's.
Oh, Bobby,
girl.
Kalila. Great name. My daughter's name's Delilah. Her name's Kalila.
Right, but yours is more trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Delilah's more like a...
Yes.
Clean the pole. Do you know
clean
what I mean?
Clean the pole. Yeah.
There's no way your daughter will be a stripper because you go to too many clubs. She can't see daddy.
But her mommy has a tattoo in her tit. So that's the thing.
Uh-oh.
So mommy has a tattoo in her
what
tit.
What does the titty say? What does the titty say?
It's a butterfly. It's a butterfly over her heart that she got for her mom, but then she went ahead and got fakes. So it moved the butterfly up. And now the butterfly, because of the fakes, is kind of like smushed up against her skin. The butterfly's wings are like
it's
real
It's a caterpillar again.
It's a little bit, it turned into a caterpillar.
It went
there
back.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, the fakey thing is really weird. I've only had
great fakes.
A couple of fakies in my life. And
your wife doesn't have fakes?
No, man.
Really?
Does she want them?
I can get them.
Yeah. We inflate them every morning. I bike pump them. I pump it up. Nah, dude, no fakies. I, honestly, I'm not against them. I've only had girlfriends that have had them a few times, and if they're good, they're great. If they're bad, they're unfucking real. There's no middle ground.
Yeah, they
there's
like
never
suck,
a middle
yeah.
ground. You know yeah. what I mean? There's no never like they're not bad. No, they're either very good or wow, those are embarrassing.
Bang,
and they look bad.
What about a girl with a fake butt? You ever have a fake butt?
I've never had fake butt.
Nice.
I've seen it. But I don't see it that often. Do you see fake tushies?
Well, a friend of mine's wife has a fake butt, and it fucking deflated, and she got a butt cheek.
It popped,
dude. She almost died. If it deflates like that,
yeah.
Dude. If you get that stuff that they inflate
it's
boobs,
it's silicone, right?
Yeah, dude. That goes into your skin, you'll die. Like,
no,
you go into septic shock. Your body doesn't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
It's like poison, poison, poison.
What's the other one? Silicone, and what's the other one?
I think the other one is saline.
Saline was the old thing they don't use.
Yeah, no, silicone's fucking nice, rock hard.
Yeah, bang bang.
Yeah. By the way, the name of my car is a Nissan Armada. I remembered it. It's an Armada
which is Nissan a Spanish Army.
The Invincible Armada. Remember the Invincible Armada? They were the best Navy in the world until the fucking boys showed up.
Ay, Dios mío.
Bang, bang, bang. I was like, get over here, you.
Wei Zhongzhan.
Christy is, man, my favorite human on earth. And boy, what a fucking. Look, maybe we can do this every week while you're here. I'm hoping we're not going to promise anybody anything, but I hope we can do Whiskey Ginger every single week while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And start a little baby residency. And I told people, the reason that I want to do like a residency with someone is, A, I want someone that I'm super familiar with all the time because booking people during Roans has been a little unfortunate. And
tough.
I said, why don't I just go with someone that we have a relationship with? You gave me Corona. You literally, you passed it on through our mutual friend.
I'm the only one who didn't get it. Maybe I'm too gay.
No, you know what it is? You're fucking type O blood, and I know it.
That's what it is. I got to get my
so
blood
type. Fucking annoying. You are.
I know.
The fact that me and this idiot sat feet from each other for 5 days straight and you didn't get it
is
a testament to either you have super blood because of all the past, you know, venereal diseases that have ripped through your body.
Ripped through.
Or you're type O.
I might be type
or
O.
Or you're type O.
O-town.
O-town.
O-town. Yeah, so I'm going to do it every week. And then it'll be cool, too, because we hang during the week and we'll talk about our experiences during the week.
When do you start shooting, by the way?
I start shooting on Monday. You too?
I'm off on Monday. Can I come? I can't come.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's probably the same
I
fucking bullshit.
I wear a mask and a shield. I wear a mask and a shield.
And you get tested all the time. And you had it already.
Dude, I get tested every day for days.
Every
we
day?
We have to get tested every
day. Do
they
go
day.
Up like hardcore in the nose or the
no, you know,
lower
now
nasal?
The PCR tests don't go that high up anymore. They don't have to anymore. But for me, it actually doesn't bother me that much. The only thing that bothers me is forgetting. I forget to do it. So I get up on set, and then I get changed. I'm ready to back. And they're like, dude, you have to go back to the testing site. And I'm like, I forgot.
What do they have, the rapid ones, 15 minutes?
No, no, we can't. No, no, we do PCRs. We have to do the...
So then how long does that take? But what if you got...
12 hours. Well, because that's why they make you test every day, even on your day off.
Oh, because it's all kind of like you're getting the results from the previous day that day, and it just keeps Correct. Going, keeps going, keeps
yeah,
going.
That's how they have to
Has
do
anyone
it.
Ever... Has anyone popped yes?
We had to shut down 3 times.
Wow.
We had to shut down 3 times, but no one, because they weren't live on set with it. It was because they tested prior to coming to work, and they had it prior to coming to their day of work.
Were they sick? Were they actually sick with it?
Well, I don't know any of the people that got it.
Oh, they don't disclose that, right?
No. Well, no. You find out through the grapevine, but I didn't have any interaction. We don't. I didn't have any interaction with any of these people.
I kind of think if you
By the
get-
way, production is hundreds of people.
Yeah. So
I don't. It could be anybody. I have no idea.
Could be anybody. Yeah. When do you think that's going to stop? When is it going to be like, okay, no more
testing? I pray to God it's coming around. As soon as the summertime, please, God, vax the fucking country, so I just don't even have to hear about it. No more masks. I can
go ahead, get the
all
vaccine.
All my center console is blue masks. Yes. Those fucking things are
Dude,
everywhere.
And give your kids the vaccine. If they get autism, they get autism. At least they don't have COVID.
Right, they'll be smarter. Autism is great. At least all sorts of artistic endeavors.
Yeah.
Rick Glassman. Dude, listen, there's a lot of good things that come out of it.
Rick Glassman's a fucking...
He's oddy, oddy.
He's a Rick Glassman's a Miles Leonard.
He's a howdy, howdy. Yeah, he is a Miles Leonard. Baby boy, I want you to come as much as you can. I know we got to get to Sleepy Pooh Bear because we have a whole family at the house, and the kiddos are going to be there. Now we get to hang this week.
And I don't know what they're doing. They might be eating the furniture, and you know what they do.
You know how they are. Yeah. You know how we end this, and because we end this with saying one word or one phrase, I love that you're going to take us out every episode. 100%. And I want you to actually, instead of one word or one phrase, I actually want you to have a full little baby speech. You know, like not something quick. Say something like you mean it. So go ahead whenever you're ready.
To the camera?
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. I just want to say that, I fully support, what is going on in this country. I think that, you know, it's one of those things where we've at times been disillusioned, at times we've been divided, and I think that it is time now for everyone to just join up. With us and what we're doing, because we have a positive movement. We're trying to bring people together. We are leading with love. We are leading with culture. So if you want to please join me and my friends, the website is right here. It's proudboys.com.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.